It's Wrestling with Jim Ross on News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB. You can talk with America's leading wrestling broadcaster and his guests. Call 872-0750. Now, here's Jim Ross.
Thank you very much, and hello again, everyone. Happy New Year to each and every one of you, and thanks for being with us here on our first broadcast of 1993. We'd like for you to be a part of our program. We're going to be talking about some of the big things that are going on right now in World Championship Wrestling. Our numbers here are 872-0750 locally. Our national toll-free number, 1-800-WSB-TALK. All nine lines are blinking, so we've got a lot of folks that are trying to get in. So we encourage you to keep calling. We're going to be taking as many of your phone calls as we possibly can, and we'll be getting to the telephones in just a few moments. Of course, the big news in WCW right now is that this past Wednesday, on December the 30th in Baltimore, Maryland, in the Baltimore Arena, Big Van Vader, the 450-pounder, former Colorado Buffalo, defeated Ron Simmons to win the WCW World's Heavyweight Championship. I have not seen the footage of the contest yet, so I really can't give you any details on how it occurred, but I do know that this weekend on television on TBS, we're going to have a full report from Baltimore on that event. So Big Van Vader is the new World's Heavyweight Champion as of Wednesday night, December the 30th, from the Baltimore Arena over Ron Simmons in that championship event. We're also going to be talking about the WCW calendar of events. A lot of big live cards coming up in the next few weeks, including the big one in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on Wednesday, January 13th. That will not only be a tremendous card at Mecca in Milwaukee, but it will also be broadcast live on TBS. That'll be Wednesday, January 13th, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central Time on TV. Super Brawl 3, the next pay-per-view for WCW is Sunday, February 21st, and that will be from Asheville, North Carolina. And, of course, it seems like we just finished a pay-per-view. As a matter of fact, we did on Monday night, December the 28th, here in the Omni in Atlanta, Starrcade 92. And we'll also update you on what we're going to be seeing this weekend on television. Coming up this weekend, some exciting things, as we prepare for some of the major events here in the early part of 1993. Some interesting things are coming about, it would seem, I think, regarding some of the rivalries involving, say, Dustin Rhodes and Barry Windham. There's a lot of news to talk about as far as the United States title is concerned. Of course, you saw that the tournament did start yesterday on WCW Saturday night to determine the number one contender for Ravishing Rick Rude's United States Heavyweight Championship. And that championship could be in jeopardy because Rude has not defended it in over 30 days now. He's basically going on borrowed time, I guess we could say. And due to his injury, he may be stripped of the championship if he's unable to defend it on January 23rd on television. Ricky Steamboat and Shane Douglas have signed a contract to defend their Unified World Tag Team Championship. That feature event will be on as a part of the Clash of the Champions, as they'll take on the new combination of Flying Brian Pillman and Steve Austin. So a lot of things to talk about regarding the next several weeks in television, the big events. I'd like to know your thoughts and what you think's going on, what you think about this situation with Big Van Vader as the World's Heavyweight Champion. Any comments you may have to make on the world of wrestling? And again, we'll be getting your telephone calls in just a few moments. But in the studio tonight, we have one of the most dangerous competitors in WCW, a man that has been perennially ranked in the WCW top 10 for quite some time, as a matter of fact, and whose unorthodox wrestling style certainly knows no equals, I can say that. He takes more chances perhaps on his own torso than anyone I've ever been around, and it's all the way from Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, here live in WSB Studios, we welcome Cactus Jack.
Well, that's right, Jim. Maybe perennially in the top 10 of WCW, but always number one in the hearts of the fans. You see, it's going to be a big, big WCW week coming up for me. We've got Tony Atlas in the U.S. tournament. Tony Atlas also putting his guns on the line against Van Hammer in that arm wrestling tournament. And also, Cactus Jack's going to become an even richer man at the Clash of the Champions.
I want to talk more about the Clash of the Champions, Cactus, in a few moments, but I wanted to, what are your comments on Ron Simmons losing the World's Heavyweight Championship to Big Van Vader? Obviously, anytime you get into a one-on-one power match situation with Vader, I don't care. I haven't seen the athlete yet that can match him power for power. He's a huge monster of an individual, great agility for a man his size. What's your reaction when you heard that Simmons lost the title to Vader?
My reaction, that it was only a matter of time, and I was surprised it didn't happen earlier. And I'll tell you this. I'm not taking anything away from Ron Simmons, but what I am questioning is his head. You see, for a long time, I was on TV practically begging Ron for his own good to keep the World Heavyweight Championship on his mind and feuds off of it. You see, it takes too much energy, too much strength, all of your intelligence to hold on to a world title. Ron Simmons doesn't have that much intelligence to begin with. So what is he doing embroiled in feuds? What's he doing signing matches for the Clash of the Champions in a Thunder Cage? What's he doing signing for Falls Count Anywhere contests against myself and different partners? I've always maintained that the World Heavyweight Championship should be number one. Ron Simmons made his ego number one, and he paid the price. It could have been Van Vader. It could have been Rick Rude, for that matter. It could have been Cactus Jack. But somewhere along the line, Simmons' concentration was going to lapse, and it did, and he paid the price.
How do you evaluate Big Van Vader as the world's champion? How do you evaluate him as a competitor?
I think he's unstoppable. But is he unbeatable? I don't know. People are going out there, and this is another problem. I wish that some competitors like Sting, like Simmons, would realize that winning the heavyweight belt is first and not their ego. Sting's out there trying to prove to the people that he's the people's champion, and that's fine because he's earned that title. But he's not the world champion, because until he realizes that the idea is to put Van Vader down 1, 2, 3, and not to show everybody that he can stand toe-to-toe and trade punches and take all the blows in the world, it's going to be a long time before Sting regains that championship. I think as long as Vader keeps his edge, keeps that psychological intimidation factor, that belt's going to be around his waist or over his shoulder for as long as he wants to keep it there.
In Milwaukee on Wednesday, January 13th, you'll be wrestling Eric Watts, the young rookie, the son of WCW Vice President Cowboy Bill Watts, in a bounty match. What is obviously the motivation here, as you've already alluded to, is to collect some money in this situation.
Actually, the motivation is poetic justice. You know what I mean by that?
No.
It means that Bill Watts is running off his mouth in WCW Magazine about how wrestlers should approach their careers in a business-like manner. That he doesn't feel that WCW should have to pay wrestlers when they get hurt in the line of duty because we're businessmen, we should have our own insurance. Well, Jim, I called up to see about disability insurance. You know what they told me? They laughed in my face. They turn on the wrestling show and they hear you saying, don't expect this guy's career to last very much longer. So I'm basically uninsurable. So what I'm going to do to create my financial future, to insure it, if you will, is I'm going to take that bounty off the head of Eric Watts. I'm going to stick it in my pocket. And when Cowboy Bill goes to visit his little son in the hospital and he says, why, he just has to look at his own self in the mirror and realize that if he'd taken care of me a little bit, maybe I would have taken care of his son, but that's not going to happen.
We'll be talking more about the Clash of the Champions that you can see live on TBS, live as it happens, 2.5-hour special. In prime time on Wednesday night, January 13th, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 8:05 Eastern, 7:05 Central Time. Let's go to the telephones, get a quick call. Tori, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Cactus Jack.
Yes?
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, this is Tori.
Okay, Tori, how you doing?
Hey, I've been trying for 6 months. My first question is, Jim, I was watching TV, and I saw the Steiners. They were wrestling for the WWF.
Uh-huh.
I wonder why did they
leave
WCW?
Well, I think it was a combination of reasons, but I think primarily the reason is they didn't really come to contractual terms and agreement with WCW officials and decided to try the WWF. They had not wrestled there previously, so hopefully we wish them the very best of luck. They're an outstanding team. They're two good guys, and hopefully someday maybe they'll be back here in WCW to compete again. Cactus, I'm sure that you probably don't feel too badly that the Steiners are gone because you've had some real wars with those guys.
Yeah, well, I like those wars, Jim. I'm going to miss them just like all the fans were. Rick and Scott, I guess, were doing what they thought was best for their careers, but I think somewhere in the back of their minds, they realized that a move to the WWF meant a move away from Cactus Jack.
Well, that's certainly one perspective, I would say. Tori, thanks for your call. We appreciate it, and hope it won't take you 6 more months to get on the air. We appreciate your call. Let's talk to Lee in Forest Park. Hi, Lee.
Hi there, Jim. I want to know what happened to Paulie Dangerously.
Paulie Dangerously is still I know he's still in WCW, but I don't really know what he's doing. He's not making a lot of television appearances, but I know that his presence is still felt from time to time, so I really don't know what he's doing. Cactus, could you add anything
to
that?
Well, I can say that Paulie Dangerously is the one dangling the bounty money out there on the fish hook. So as far as I'm concerned, Paulie Dangerously plays a big part in my future.
So he just hasn't obviously been making a lot of television appearances, and he's rather boisterous, so sometimes his absence is more noticed than others. But we do appreciate your call tonight, Lee, from Forest Park, and we want to remind everyone again that the big event coming up in the Omni will be on Sunday, February the 7th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the Omni here in Atlanta. Remember, it's a Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. start in the Omni. Now, the card has not yet been finalized, but I'm going to tell you what I know on the event. Big Van Vader will defend the WCW World's Heavyweight Championship in the Omni on Sunday afternoon, February the 7th. Also, Sting will go one-on-one with Paul Orndorff. And I understand, by just a rumor, I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I understand that Medusa may accompany Paul Orndorff to ringside, which could be an interesting situation. Plus, a six-man elimination tag team match has been inked as well. When you lose a fall or a decision, you must return to the locker room. Ricky Steamboat, Shane Douglas, and Dustin Rhodes will meet Flying Brian Pillman, Stunning Steve Austin, and Barry Windham. That should be a tremendous contest. Now, those are only three of the main events that have been signed for Sunday, February 7th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the Omni. Kids 14 and under. Tickets are only $2 with a paid adult admission. You can call 249-6400. That's Ticketmaster for more information. And tickets are available at all Ticketmaster outlets for the Omni in Atlanta. A big afternoon event, Sunday, February the 7th. We hope to see you there. And this portion of Wrestling with Jim Ross is brought to you by the WCW Magazine, and we'll be right back.
This is Michael P.S. Hayes with the Fabulous Freebirds. And baby, when you're hot, and the hottest thing going in talk radio today is Wrestling with Jim Ross here on AM 750 WSB. And if you think you're hot enough to handle it, call 872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK.
Thank you very much, Michael Hayes, and welcome back to the program. Jim Ross along with Cactus Jack live here in Atlanta. Thank you for being with us here. Our meteorologist, the world-famous Kirk Headlock Mellish, has said that tonight it will be cloudy with a slight chance of rain. He's hedging his bets. Slight chance means it could or could not rain. A low of 45 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 40% chance of rain. High of 62 degrees. Right now, it's 48 degrees here on Peachtree in Atlanta. And we thank you for being with us. This is a quick look at the upcoming WCW calendar. This Tuesday, WCW Stars will be live in the Georgia Mountain Center in Gainesville, Georgia. 7 o'clock is starting time on Tuesday night in Gainesville. On Wednesday, WCW travels to the Cradle of the Confederacy, meaning Montgomery, Alabama, at the Civic Center. That'll be a 7 o'clock start in Montgomery this coming Wednesday night. And then on Thursday, I have Blairsville, Georgia, the old middle school on Thursday night. Also, Little Rock, Arkansas, Barton Coliseum Friday night, and Pell City, Alabama, at the Civic Center in Pell City, Alabama on Friday night. These are benefit events in Pell City and in Blairsville, Georgia. And then on Saturday the 9th, Monroe, Louisiana, at the Civic Center, and Elberton, Georgia, at the middle school gym. That'll be on Saturday the 9th of January. And then 1 week from tonight, WCW will be in the Crescent City of New Orleans, Louisiana, downtown at the Municipal Auditorium. And then we'll be back at Center Stage here in Atlanta on Monday night, January the 11th, for a national television taping of WCW Saturday night. Then, of course, we talked about Milwaukee at Mecca on Wednesday, January 13th, Hammond, Indiana on the 14th, and Haleyville, Alabama on the 14th, Portland, Indiana, and Cullman, Alabama on the 15th, Detroit, Michigan, Cobo Arena on the 16th of January, Canton, Ohio at the Civic Center on the 17th of January, plus events coming up the next few weeks in Altoona, Pennsylvania, Springfield, Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Baltimore, Maryland, Norfolk, Virginia, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Roanoke, Virginia, Milledgeville, Georgia, Dublin, Georgia, White, Georgia, Waycross, Georgia. My gosh, we're all over the world here. Anderson, South Carolina, and Altoona, PA at the Jaffa Temple. All those events coming up, and we'll be happy to pass any of that information along to you here on the program, and we'll hit these dates again a little bit later in the broadcast. As I said, we're here with Cactus Jack in our studios here in Atlanta. We're going to be taking your telephone calls, 872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. All the lines are blinking again, and we are going to get as many on as we can, as we said. And we're going to go talk to Stephen in Stockbridge. Stephen, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Cactus Jack.
I'd like to ask, who won the King of Cable match at Starrcade?
The King of Cable match at Starrcade was won by Sting. He defeated Big Van Vader, and Cactus, he used some very unique strategy. He almost, it seemed as if he wanted to extend Vader to perhaps let him punch himself out.
Yeah, I heard the analogy kind of like Muhammad Ali and George Foreman in Zaire, Africa, where George Foreman just literally punched himself out and had nothing left. I don't think it was a case of Big Van Vader having nothing left. I think it was just a case of Sting having a little bit more. He said he went out before the match and said that he was going to tire Van Vader out, and that's exactly what he did. I was speaking to you before, and I said on a first-hand basis that was one of the top five matches I've ever seen in my life. So it leads me to ask, what kind of wars are these two going to have when it's no longer the King of Cable on the line, but the world's heavyweight champion?
Very good point. Stephen, thanks for your call. Let's talk to Frank in Atlanta. Frank, you're in Wrestling with Jim Ross and Cactus Jack, and thanks for calling.
Hey, Jim, I got two quick questions.
Okay.
First of all, why is Paul Orndorff coming out of retirement?
Well, he's not coming out of retirement like in the last few months. Paul's been wrestling quite a great deal, I think, up in Smoky Mountain Wrestling, and he's been doing some other independent circuits and that type thing. So he decided to make another run at it, and even though Paul is about, you know, I'm 41 today, as a matter of fact. And,
happy birthday.
Thank you, and I live that long. It's amazing. But he keeps himself in great shape. I really believe that the guy's got a lot of competitiveness left in him, and I think the guy could be a major player here in WCW if he can stay healthy.
Great. Secondly, Jack, yeah. Cactus Jack, I think you could beat Van Vader.
You know, I made that ply about 4 months ago when Van Vader, or 6 months ago when Van Vader was the heavyweight champion of the world. I said, now, wouldn't that be an interesting match, the immovable object against the immovable force against the unstoppable object? I think it would be a matchmaker's dream. No, I'm not quite sure. I'd have to go home and really think about ways to beat Van Vader, because to tell you the truth, in my mind, there is none coming to it. But I'd certainly welcome the chance. I just hope I'm working hard to try to get enough wins under my belt to be considered.
Frank, we appreciate your call tonight, and thank you very much here on the program. Let's talk to David in Austell. David, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Cactus Jack. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Good.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
How are you, Cactus?
Good.
Jim, I got a couple of quick comments here.
Okay.
I'd just like to say that I was lucky enough to have front row seats for Starrcade.
Oh, good.
It was a great event. The crew treated the fans really good on that event, and the wrestling was exceptional.
You had some of those Golden Circle tickets, huh?
Yes, sir.
Good deal. Well, those were choice seats, and I was envious. If I guarantee you, if I was a fan, that's where I would have wanted to sit if I could have.
They had a VIP party for the fans where you could get autographs from some of the superstars.
Good deal.
But, Jim, what I caught about is I'm really mad about this situation with Arn Anderson.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, David?
Well, him not having a contract for 1993. I mean, come on. Arn Anderson is much, much more successful than people like Slazenger, Pierce, Zink,
Arn Anderson's probably the finest tag team wrestler that I've ever seen, and I'm not so sure. And I'll tell you something else, as far as I'm concerned, he would fit into, if I had a top 10, if I had to put a team together of 10 wrestlers, I guarantee you he would be on that list. So you're basically preaching to the choir here. I agree with what you're saying, but that's in an area that I have absolutely no control over, no influence in. But I understand, I'm sympathetic to what you're saying.
Bill Watts says that he wants the return of real wrestling, but keeping guys like Johnny B. Badd and Sting and getting rid of people like Arn Anderson and the Steiner brothers, I'm not sure I understand his.
Well, first of all, David, Bill Watts didn't get rid of the Steiner brothers. They chose to leave, and that was certainly their decision. And again, as we've pointed out, we regret that they did make that decision, but it's a business decision. And again, contractual terms couldn't be reached. And sometimes that happens. You're going to see that happen a lot this year in the NFL. A lot of people are going to leave teams that people thought, well, these guys are a fixture. But a lot of people are going to be moving to other teams, just maybe more money, maybe change the scenery, maybe a different challenge. There's a lot of reasons, but I can understand. I agree with you on the Arn Anderson situation. I think this. I hope that something could be done there, but apparently, you know, but something could change. Who knows? Who knows about that? Let's try to get one more call on here real quick before we go to our break. Let's talk to Jason in Augusta. Hi, Jason. You're wrestling with Jim Ross.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Cactus.
Hi.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you two questions real quick. I was wondering why WCW chose to use a couple of stars two or three times the night of Starrcade.
Lethal lottery drawings, random drawing.
Well, why didn't they have, like, some of the wrestlers used for the main event matches you had and then have, like, Steve Austin?
Well, I guess, I don't know, Jason. I'll tell you what, if you'll hold on, we'll get back, we'll get more from you here in a moment. We've got to take a break. This portion of Wrestling with Jim Ross is brought to you by the WCW Magazine.
Now more with America's leading wrestling broadcaster. It's Wrestling with Jim Ross. You can talk with Jim Ross and his guests by calling 872-0750. Now, here's Jim Ross.
Thank you very much, sir, and welcome back, everyone, to the broadcast. Good to have you with us here tonight in Atlanta. We're with Cactus Jack live in our studios here on West Peachtree in Atlanta. I want to remind everyone that WCW's next big pay-per-view event will be Super Brawl 3 on Sunday, February 21st, exclusively on pay-per-view. That will originate from Asheville, North Carolina. What a beautiful part of the country is Asheville, North Carolina, and that's where Super Brawl 3 will originate from this year on Sunday, February 21st. Next week, I hope to have some ticket information for you on that event, hopefully some phone numbers for some of you that may want to attend the event live. And we may be giving some tickets away for that as well here on the broadcast. So we encourage you again, of course, to listen to us next week. We'll be back live with you here at 9 o'clock Eastern Time here on AM 750 WSB. We were talking before we went to the news with Jason down in Augusta. And, Jason, you were holding so long, I wanted to allow you to finish your thoughts and your comments. Are you still there?
Yes, Jim.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering why didn't the WCW use all of the talent they had in Starrcade instead of just some of the guys, they used them two or three times that night.
Well, give me an illustration. Who didn't wrestle that you wanted to see?
Paul Orndorff.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And instead I saw Big Van Vader wrestle. I thought he was just going to be in the one match, and I saw Sting a couple times I already knew. But, like, some of the guys, like Muta, I didn't know he was going to be in the match and in Battle Bowl as well.
Well, I don't think he did either till he got there. And then, you know, so, you're asking a question that I don't really have an answer for. You're asking a philosophical question that I'm quite honestly, I don't know what the answer is. You know, I thought that the tag matches, for the most part, were pretty competitive. I think any time that you put teams together randomly, and Cactus, I'm not a wrestler, you can elaborate on this much better than I, but I think any time you put random people together spur of the moment. I mean, it's an impulse thing. You know, draw the name, there you go. Sometimes those matches are not as technically smooth and as technically perfect as a lot of us would like to see.
Well, that's right. No, I was in a different situation because I'd known for 3 or 4 weeks who my partner was going to be, but still there was no communication. I couldn't even talk to him beforehand because he wouldn't speak to me for some reason. But as far as the other people are concerned, sure, it's a blind drawing, so it goes to show that Van Vader didn't know he was going to be in Battle Bowl, but when you got that much prestige on the line and a $5,000 ring, sure, it's something that everybody wants. A lot of wrestlers put that right on a par with a Super Bowl or a World Series. People are vying for that. So, of course, even though Van Vader is also competing for the King of Cable, he wants his hand in the Battle Bowl also, because a Battle Bowl win goes a long way to determining your financial future in WCW. So I think what you're basically have a problem with is odds, and there's nothing you can do about it. Odds are what they are.
Jason, thanks for your call tonight from Augusta. We appreciate you holding as long as you did, and we will hope to talk to you again soon. Let's talk to Jordan in Union, South Carolina. Jordan, thanks for holding. You're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Cactus Jack.
All right. First, I'd like to say thank you for WCW, and I've got a few questions.
Okay.
Who won the, who continued to the U.S. title semifinal?
Well, the semifinals this week will see Ricky Steamboat and Barry Windham and Tony Atlas and Dustin Rhodes. That'll be this Saturday on WCW Saturday Night. The winners of those matches will meet in the finals, and then the winner of that is scheduled to meet Ravishing Rick Rude on Saturday, January 23rd for the U.S. title on WCW Saturday Night. That's obviously all contingent on Ravishing Rick Rude being able to compete at that point in time due to his neck injury.
Next, I'd like to ask, how did Big Van Vader win the title?
Well, Jordan, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, I haven't seen the videotape yet. And Cactus, have you heard any of the scuttlebutt from the wrestlers regarding the match?
I haven't heard anything. I haven't been in contact with any of the wrestlers. I don't know how he won it. I'm just glad he did.
So, but we'll have that videotape on that match. Some highlights of it will be on TV this weekend. So catch the television, and you'll find out when we all do. Because, like I said, I haven't seen it either. I'm anxious to see it. We appreciate your call tonight from Union, South Carolina. Let's talk to Ryan, who's calling us from Knightstown, Indiana. Bobby Knightstown?
Yes, it is.
Well, Bobby had a bad day today, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Got beat by 3 points.
Yeah, that was a good ball game, though.
Yes, it was. Yeah, I got a few comments for Cactus.
What are they?
Well, Cactus, you're the all-time greatest, and I just like to... I remember you when you wrestled Eddie Gilbert, and those were all good all-time matches.
How could you remember that being from Indiana?
Well, I've seen a lot of wrestling. I just hope your man Tony Atlas wins the arm wrestling contest.
Well, yeah, I'm very proud of Tony. I was especially proud how he handled Van Hammer. It's I don't know if it's a secret or not. There have been a few problems in my little group there. Some guys maybe not paying attention when I want them to, but Tony's really showed what he was made of there against Van Hammer. He's going to continue to do that at the Clash of the Champions.
Yes, I hope so.
All right, Ryan, anything else?
What happened to Greg Valentine and Dick Slater?
I don't know where. I heard Greg Valentine is wrestling an international tour maybe recently. Where'd he go, to Africa or something?
Yeah, Nigeria.
Okay. He's just, both those guys, I'm assuming, are doing some freelance wrestling for some independent promotions and that type thing, to the best of my knowledge. But as far as I know, they're both still competing. They're both real tough guys. There's no doubt about that. Thanks for your call. Let's talk to Chris in Austell. Hi, Chris. You're on Wrestling with Jim Ross on News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB.
Hey, Jim, I've got some comments for Cactus, and then I have a question about Rick Rude.
All right.
Cactus, yeah. I hope you just really totally kill Eric Watts and collect the bounty, because he's nothing but a little punk loser. And I think you had a loser for a tag team partner at Starrcade.
Well, I agree with you on both points, and I think you're going to be real happy. I've come into the Clash of the Champions with a plan. And I think it's about time that I collect that bounty, first of all, because it'll make me a wealthy man, and second of all, because Eric Watts certainly deserves it.
How do you figure that?
He deserves it, Jim, because he's been blessed, shall we say, with a bloodline that none of us other wrestlers have. You see, I didn't come up through wrestling having world champions from Japan showing me how to create submission holds. I had my Uncle Jake come over when I was a kid and kick me in the head, but it's not really the same thing, is it? What I'm saying is Eric Watts, when it boils down to it, doesn't even have enough guts to go up and tell his old man that he's about 3 years away from being ready to even step in the same ring with Cactus Jack. He doesn't have the guts to do that, so how do you figure he's going to have the guts to go up there? He wants to put his submission hold on me. It's no secret, Jim, I've been walking around with a $1,000 brace on my right knee for 5 months, so I'm an easy target. But if he gets prepared to put that hold on Cactus Jack, then I guarantee you this, my knee will give out before my will gives in, and then it's just a matter of where Eric Watts can hide, because I will find him.
Well, it'll be a good matchup. Chris, what is your comment about Ravishing Rick Rude?
Jim, I am just totally shocked by WCW trying to strip him of the title. He could beat any wrestler in the Federation, including Sting or Van Vader. And I'm just mad as hell, to tell you the truth.
Well, I can tell that, Chris, and I hope that you you calm down a little bit. I understand your convictions, and I respect your opinion. Don't necessarily agree with it, but that's not the point here. But, Cactus, what'd you have to say?
Oh, I think that Chris should take that energy and put it into a letter-writing campaign because, Jim, whether you like it or not, there is the fact, why when Rick Rude goes out there and he's hurt, why is there this immediate this immediate response to not believe him, whether or not it's true. Shouldn't you take him at his word? He's been told by doctors that he can't compete. You don't think he wants a heavyweight championship? I'm just saying that there's two different set of rules. When Sting was hurt, nobody knocked him. When Rick Rude's hurt, now the jury's out there and they're going to hang an innocent man.
Have you checked the last time he defended the U.S. title?
No, I haven't checked the last time.
Well, I mean, that's just a small, minute detail. I mean, it's been about 45 or 50 days now.
Well, let me ask you this. How come a few years ago, Ric Flair hurt his neck and he was allowed 2 months?
How come 10 years ago or 15 years ago, Dory Funk Jr. was allowed 6 months? I don't know. I can't tell you.
Things are constantly changing. I just think, if there's a 30-day limit and WCW wants to stick to that, then stick to it and have and take whatever measures they need to. But let's not have a different set of rules for Sting and Rick Rude. If you're going to play 30 days, you've got to be 30 across the board.
I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Let's talk to Rick in Roswell. Rick, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross, and you got a question for Cactus Jack.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Cactus. How's it going?
Hey.
All right, who do you think's the most overrated wrestlers in WCW, Cactus?
Most overrated?
Yep.
Well, by and large, everybody who's in WCW is there because they've proven themselves somewhere else along the line and have deserved to move up the ladder, with one glowing exception.
Yeah.
And that's Eric Watts.
Right.
That's why I'm taking it not just as my financial responsibility, but my civic duty to put him out of the sport.
Yeah. And, Jim, how did Rick Rude hurt his neck? Was it in a wrestling match or away from the ring or what?
No, I'm assuming it was, as far as I know, it was during a course of a match. And those things, too, I'll tell you something. After competing, Rude's probably been around, 18 years?
Sure.
I'm guessing that may be wrong. I'll be corrected on that, I'm sure. But sometimes it's a cumulative effect. A chip away here, a chip away there, and finally something happens. But I don't know if it happened in one specific match or if it was a cumulative thing that happened over a period of time.
You know, Jim, Rick Rude wrestles a very physical style himself.
Right.
And Rick Rude, being in the shape he does, doesn't have the kind of natural shock absorbers that most people do. He's got very little body fat.
Exactly.
I guess that's catching up with him.
It can work for you or against you. In that regard, and he really does. He's in great shape, but that neck is really a delicate thing. Let's talk to Jacob in Westville, Illinois. Jacob, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Cactus Jack.
Hi, Jim. How's Cactus? How are you?
Hi.
I have two questions and a comment for Cactus.
All right.
First off, I'd like to say, Cactus, you're the greatest. I'm a big fan of yours, and thank you for the autograph photo you sent me.
I sent you an autograph photo.
Mm-hmm.
Why, did you write to me?
Yep.
You see, Jim, I go that extra yard, and that's why, like I said, I may be in the top 10 of WCW, but I'm actually number one in the hearts of the fans.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, where is Jake the Snake at?
Well, we've discussed this thing on this program until probably everybody's tired of hearing it. Jake Roberts had some personal problems that he wanted to take care of, and as far as I know, that's what he's still doing. He had some personal things to take care of regarding his private life, and I don't really want to react to it any more than that, because it's really none of my business as far as his private life's concerned.
Okay, and I was also wondering, when you guys are coming back to Danville, Illinois?
Danville, Illinois. I don't know if I
Jacob,
have.
Jacob, I was there a couple months ago. Hopefully never.
I don't know if Danville is on the... I don't see Danville on the calendar for the next couple of months, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make a note of it. And if we have something scheduled there, I'll certainly make an announcement on there. We appreciate your call.
Jim, can I just make a point about letters written to Cactus Jack? If you want something in return, first of all, you've got to write me a letter. No, just, can I have your autograph, Cactus? It's got to be a qualifying letter stating, first of all, why you would like the autograph, why you feel you're deserving of it, and second of all, you need a self-addressed stamped envelope. So I'm a busy man. I've got a lot of things to do. But just a matter of sending out an autograph and putting it your way, sure. But don't expect me to address the envelope also.
Let's go back to the telephones tonight. Ted in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. You're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Cactus Jack on News Talk Radio AM 750 WSB in Atlanta. Hi, Ted.
Hi, how you doing, Jim?
Good.
I got three questions. I live up here in Pennsylvania near Pittsburgh. When is WCW going to come back to Pittsburgh? And I also want to know, with that, we lost WWF Wrestling on our station, Channel 11. Mm-hmm. What's the chances of WCW taking over?
Over that slot?
Yeah.
Well, I had a meeting in Pittsburgh, Ted, about a month ago. I flew up there and met with Channel 11, and we're discussing some things. We're going to meet a little bit later on this month to see if there's a possibility that we could become affiliated with their station. It's ironic that That station is owned by the same group that owns WSB here in Atlanta. And so it's a great group of people, and hopefully something can come of that with one of our broadcasts on that station. I don't know. We're just talking right now, so certainly nothing official. But we would love to come to Pittsburgh on a regular basis. But again, once we strengthen our television position in the market, we'll have a better marketing opportunity there. But hopefully sometime in 93, Pittsburgh's going to become one of the at least semi-regular stops.
Did you know I learned to wrestle in Pittsburgh?
I did that. I certainly did.
And you said about a month ago that there's going to be some new wrestlers coming in. Is it possible that you can, on your show in the near future, give possible some background of the new wrestlers?
Sure. You know, Ted, I'll tell you what the deal is that I want to be sure that these people that are on their way don't have any contractual problems, and we don't get them in any trouble with their jobs. But I certainly will. And there are going to be some new faces. Matter of fact, several new faces I think will be competing in WCW, especially here in the early part of this year. I want to remind everyone once again the Clash of the Champions is going to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin from Mecca on Wednesday, January 13th, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, live as it happens on TBS, 2.5 hours live in prime time. The big main event that's been signed, an 8-man Thunder Cage match. It's a no disqualification, come dressed as you are, street fight. And the teams signed include Sting, Ron Simmons, Van Hammer, and Dustin Rhodes. Their opponents are scheduled to be The Barbarian, Barry Windham, Big Van Vader, and Ravishing Rick Rude. Now, that, of course, is the tentative situation there is Rude's neck. And Ron Simmons has got a bad shoulder. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the program. But the Milwaukee, Wisconsin event is going to be live on TBS on Wednesday, January 13th. Ricky Steamboat and Shane Douglas defend the Unified World Tag Titles against The Flying Brian Pillman and Stunning Steve Austin. Cactus Jack, my guest tonight in the studio, will meet Eric Watts in a bounty match. Heavy Metal Van Hammer goes one-on-one with Tony Atlas in an arm wrestling contest. Plus, you'll see the tag team of Johnny Gunn and the Z-Man take on the Wrecking Crew. Two Cold Scorpio takes on Scotty Flamingo, and Brad Armstrong meets Chris Benoit. It's going to be Mayhem in Milwaukee, live on TBS, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, live on TBS from Mecca in Milwaukee, the Clash of the Champions, Wednesday, January 13th. And we'll be back with more of Wrestling with Jim Ross on News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB.
Atlanta. This is the Stinger here for Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB. Give him a call and talk to him right now on 872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. Call now.
Thanks for being with us tonight. We certainly appreciate everybody calling, and the phones are still busy as they can be. We're going to get back to the telephones. Jim Ross along with Cactus Jack live from our studios in Atlanta on West Peachtree, 47 degrees right now in Atlanta. And, of course, we'll be back with you here next week, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, for more talk about WCW and wrestling in general. And we're going to have another live guest in the studio next week, so we certainly hope that you will tune in. Let's go back to the telephones and talk to Anthony, who's been holding quite some time. Anthony, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Cactus Jack.
Yeah, I have three things to say.
Okay.
Will Hawk be coming to WCW, being that he and Gensuke Sasaki won the IWGP tag team title?
Don't know. Possibility. Haven't heard anything confirmed, but it is possible.
And, Cactus, I have two things to say, Cactus.
Okay.
So if you get Johnny B. Bad back after he punched you for you doing nothing to him?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. I hadn't really even thought about the fact that I didn't do anything to Johnny B. Bad. I just think that he's somewhat of a poor loser, a sore sport, and he figures he might as well get his shots in on Cactus Jack while he can. But I tell you what, you know, I may get Johnny B. Bad back in a cafe or some rock and roll lounge club, but as far as now, my concentration is 100% on securing my financial future by retrieving that bounty that's been placed on Eric Watts' neck.
And will you say that Jeff Spencer said hi to Dr. Richard Levitt when you see him?
Run that by me again.
Will you say that Jeff Spencer said hi to Dr. Richard Levitt?
Well, sure. Next time I see Dr. Richard Levitt, I'll tell him that Jeff said hello.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, buddy. Is that your psychologist or something? Anyway, let's talk to who we got here? We got James in Rome, Jason in Rome. Jason, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Cactus Jack.
Yeah, I got a couple questions for Cactus.
All right.
What happened to Abdullah? Did y'all have a couple of problems?
You know, I think my problems with Abdullah the Butcher are well documented. I don't think that Jim, I'm at a loss for words. You know, Abdullah and I were together as one.
You were soulmates.
Yes, we were soulmates. I don't think that that was as well documented. Abdullah does a lot of things. You see, he's in and out of my life, but he's constantly in the back of my mind. Right now, he finds that
that's a scary thought.
Yeah.
Right now, he finds that he makes a lot of money on the open market in places like Japan and Puerto Rico. But I'll guarantee you this: he's only one phone call or one good scream away.
I really don't think you could have picked a better partner than him, other than Tony Atlas. I remember when he was with the NWA, and he was one of my favorites then, and he's still one of my favorites. But the final comment I would like to say is that you're really not one of my favorites, but I hope you tear Eric Watts in half.
It's basically the lesser of two evils, and you hate my guts, but you hate him from head to toe is what you're saying.
Oh, Cactus, I don't know. Let's talk to James in Batavia, Ohio. James, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Cactus Jack.
Yes, Jim, I was wondering what happened to Jimmy Jam Garvin.
Jimmy Jam Garvin, is, to the best of my knowledge, has gotten out of the sport of wrestling, and I'm not sure what he's doing. He may be doing something that has to do with aviation, but I'm not positive about that. Cactus,
and real estate.
And real estate.
I hear he's very happy, though.
Yeah, and we're happy for him. And he got out healthy or pretty healthy, and that's always good news. Thanks for your call, James, from up there in Ohio. Yolanda, where are you calling from?
Me?
Yep.
Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's on your mind?
Oh, it's a lot. This is Jim Ross?
Yep.
When y'all coming back to Shreveport, Louisiana?
Coming back to Shreveport. Well, Yolanda, we're going to be in Monroe on the 9th and New Orleans on the 10th.
I know. I'm telling y'all, been trying for about 2 months to get on WSB.
Okay, well, why don't you ask us a question so we can get some of these other nice folks on also, Yolanda?
Yeah, to Cassius Jack.
Yeah.
What you got against Sting?
What do I have against him? Personally? Nothing. You see, let me tell you this. If you really get inside Sting, and you tell him, if you just went out and asked Sting what he thought of Cactus Jack, he'd probably say he hates my guts. If you got inside his head and found out what he really thought of Sting, he'd probably say he loved Cactus Jack. Because I'll tell you this, if it wasn't for Cactus Jack, Sting wouldn't be where he is today. At the time I came into World Championship Wrestling, Sting needed a real jolt. He was put in a do-or-die situation, and Sting decided he was going to survive. And that's what he did. He became twice the wrestler when I was through with him as he was when I met up with him. So what I have against Sting? Nothing. He made me a household word, and he's made me a lot of money. But if he gets in my way again, I'll take him out of the sport.
Yolanda, thanks for your call from down there in Louisiana. We appreciate you calling tonight. Let's talk to Brett very quickly in Smyrna. Brett, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Cactus Jack.
Yes. First of all, in your U.S. title tournament, even though Steamboat, I'd like to see Wyndham and Dusty Rhodes win, because that would be a phenomenal finals match.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. It sure would.
I'm not sure that Dusty is entered in that
Dustin,
contest.
I'm sure he's talking about Dustin, I'm thinking.
Yes.
What else, Brett?
My question is, what is your prediction for the U.S. title tournament?
Well, I'll tell you something. I think it'll be a finals between... It's hard to say who's going to... I think Dustin Rhodes has a good shot at beating Tony Atlas, and even though Cactus Jack is sitting here, no disrespect to Mr. Atlas, I think maybe Barry Windham is the guy that may... it's hard to say. That's just too close to call. Cactus, I know your thoughts are obviously lie with Tony Atlas.
Let's talking about the arm wrestling? Well, I see...
No, we're talking about the U.S. title tournament.
Oh, the U.S. title tournament. Yeah. Okay, I was thinking there's not a thought in my mind, not a doubt that Tony Atlas is going to take the arm wrestling.
There's not a thought in your mind. Well, people have been saying that for years, but that's not the issue here.
No, I think as far as the U.S. tournament, yeah, I think Tony Atlas with the right counseling. Now, if he tries to do it on his own, he doesn't stand a chance. If he stands by me, then he has a good shot at winning the U.S. championship.
Talk to Sue in Powder Springs. Sue, you're in wrestling with Jim Ross and Cactus Jack.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Cactus. How y'all doing tonight?
Good.
Good. First of all, Mr. Ross, I want to thank you for the Christmas card you sent me. I thought that was real nice.
You're welcome. If you wrote me, you probably got a Christmas card.
Yeah, I got a Christmas card.
I answer all my mail.
Okay, thanks. And also, I wanted to ask a question about Eric Watts and more like Bill Watts at the OGWS. A couple years ago, in the OGWS, there was a blonde-headed kid, a young guy, doing the announcing. He was was doing that thing when Jim Duggan and Ted DiBiase had the...
Eric, that was Joel Watts.
Joel Watts?
That's Bill's oldest son.
Yeah, whatever happened to him?
He's in television production, I think, out in California, but I'm not real sure, but out in California, I believe, Sue. We're running short of time. I want to get Mike on in Porterdale. Mike, you've been holding, and I appreciate it. You're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Cactus Jack.
How you guys doing? It's good talking to you.
You bet.
I'm a Porterdale citizen down here, and they've got some good wrestling going on down here, and you guys were talking earlier about some new faces and stuff coming in WCW. Y'all ever heard of Rocket Randy Romance and Beautiful Brian, and there's Purple Haze? They're running around and doing some good wrestling, and I didn't know if you guys have heard of them.
I'm not familiar with those guys, Mike. You know, anytime if you run across any of these people, or they can send videotapes to WCW, and I'll assure you that they'll be viewed.
I just don't know them personally, you know. I just see them down here in Porterdale, and they wrestle, you know.
Yeah, well, keep us informed on that deal, and hopefully we'll be able to, well, we'll check into it. We'll see, you know, WCW, I know, looking for new wrestlers all the time. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all the telephone calls. All the lines are still blinking, but Cactus Jack, Clash of Champions, one-on-one with Eric Watts. We've got less than 30 seconds here, and I know it's going to be an exciting contest.
Well, sure, Jim. It's going to be exciting because the opportunity to see Cactus Jack put out Eric Watts out of wrestling is an exciting thought.
Don't forget the footage of Big Van Vader and his victory over Ron Simmons to win the world title this weekend on television. Check your listings to the main event, Power Hour, at WCW Saturday Night on TBS. For everyone here, I'm Jim Ross saying we'll see you next week. Good night, everybody.